Yucca Fountain was a soda shop in the Nevada desert in the 1950s. Not a lot is known about it other than it was destroyed in a fire. But now two artists are bringing the fountain back to life for an exhibit at the University of Northern Colorado. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick picks up the story.
Pam Campanero is about to let me in on a not-so-little secret about the latest exhibit at UNC's Campus Commons Gallery.
So the space has been closed since May 18th.
The director of galleries is giving me a sneak peek at Yucca Fountain. I'm the first person outside the project allowed to see it.
Do you get a lot of people going, "What is that? You can tell me."
All the time. I leave to use the restroom or I'll be in between meetings and someone will say, "Oh, Pam, can you just, please, I know you, can't you just open the door?"
It's the newest work by Boston installation artists Helen Poppenchok and Andrew Bablow.
Welcome to Yucca Fountain.
It looks almost like a large-scale diorama. One side of the gallery has been transformed into a complete desertscape, from the pitch-black night sky to the gravel under my feet. On the other side is a 1950s-style diner. Many of the items there, from the stainless steel soda fountain to the neon sign, were salvaged from the original Yucca Fountain soda shop.
We're trying to recreate to the best of our abilities based on the drawings that we have and what we know.
Which isn't much. It's believed the soda shop operated in the Amargosa Valley near Nevada's famed Area 51 before mysteriously burning down in the late 1950s. So how did these two artists come to own the relics and why are they using them as art?
So it's sort of a long story.
While on vacation in Nevada in 2016, Poppenchok was lured into a store by a vintage sign. "Visit Yucca Fountain," it read. The owner told her it was on loan.
And the guys were like, "Oh yeah, you know, Bert lent us that." And we're like, "Who is Bert?" I was like, "Oh, if you want to know about Yucca Fountain, you got to talk to Bert."
Bert is Bert Tuttle, the owner of Yucca Fountain. But 2 years would go by before the artists had time to track him down. Unfortunately, when they went to Tuttle's house, they learned from the new owners that he'd recently died. And unable to locate any of his family, they were trying to figure out what to do with the massive amount of stuff left behind, including a vintage travel trailer.
It's so tiny.
Inside, they found lots of personal effects, photos, drawings, and stacks of notebooks filled with his writings. A lot of it was about his former business, and that mysterious fire. They also found the original soda fountain, buried under a mountain of junk in an outbuilding on the property.
This was saved for obvious reasons. I think even then it was pretty cool and pretty collectible.
The stainless steel fountain still has the original soda dispensers, along with the porcelain containers.
Yeah, these would have pumped, you know, marmalades or whatever they had in here. This one says orange on top. And they say cherry or grape or whatever the flavors were, which were kind of weird back then. It was a lot of fruit and not really the things we think about traditionally putting on ice cream today.
They decided to buy the relics and recreate the soda shop. But there was one problem. They really didn't know what Yucca Fountain looked like.
Yes, in a sense, it is frustrating because I would love to know, you know, exactly what the fountain looked like. I'd love to know, you know, what it was like to sit at a booth, what kind of ice cream flavors they served, you know, like, I'd love to know all of those stories.
Like what really happened to the soda fountain, something viewers will be able to investigate for themselves in the exhibit.
As the Atomic Energy Commission's newest A-bomb tests make headlines.
I don't want to divulge too much about Bert's conspiracy theory, but I'll say that it involves the as-yet-unsolved fire that destroyed Yucca Fountain and the 1958 test ban, the atomic testing ban. And there were points in October of 1958 where they were testing upwards of 5-6 devices a day in the desert. And from what we've sort of gathered from our research is that the fountain existed in the Amargosa Valley, sort of right on the edge of the atomic test area there.
Mysteries aside, the exhibit looks at a lot of things, not just Bert Tuttle's life and business, but the existential dread of the atomic era, the disappearance of small-town America, and the nostalgia of the Route 66 experience. From the hum of the 1938 GE GM refrigerator to the old-fashioned booths, everything in Yucca Fountain is designed to trigger a different sensory experience and memory.
I think we started finding that there was a much deeper story in the background that was a lot of fun for us to discover, but I think can be equally as fun for the viewer to come and discover as well.
Stacy Nick, K1C Greeley.
The atomic cloud, a dramatic symbol of man's most potent weapon, an ominous question mark for the world's future.